Agent versus Spy by Selenic. Read by Interstellar Blue. Why? Ro'un asked, fearing the answer even as he did. The truth was out, and even if he burned all the pages of all the books in the abandoned library, he would not be able to change that. Nervous, he could only stand in the aisle between the shelves, his heart beating like a drum while he waited for their team leader to speak. Leaning casually against one of the dusty bookshelves, Jaehoon seemed way too calm as he leafed through a book he'd picked up, examining the page margins dotted with coded markings. His jacket was neatly folded over an empty shelf, as he must have been waiting for Ro'un for quite a while. Ro'un was already getting hot in his long overcoat, having run here as soon as he'd found out where his boss was headed. The dim lights left Jaehoon's face half in shadow, but turned his platinum hair into a softly glowing halo, and whether he would turn out to be a demon or a saint still remained to be seen. "Because of you," Jaehoon finally said, closing the book and placing it back on the opposing shelf, his leather-gloved hand lingering on the spine for a moment. The sleeves of his white shirt were rolled up, revealing the long scar on his left arm, the same scar that Ro'un had planted a picture of for the rest of the team to find. Little had he known that the act of deception had not been as much of a lie as he had thought. Jaehoon had indeed been the culprit for what Ro'un had framed him for, but by now the proof of that would be gone. "Me?" Ro'un asked, his brow furrowed with honest puzzlement. He'd expected an answer more on the lines of "for the team," or "for the good of all," or even the highly unlikely "to save face," but Jaehoon was far too decent to use that as an excuse. But that unshakable integrity of his leader was what made his recent actions even more confusing to Ro'un. Disobeying direct orders, holding back information, tampering with evidence. For his sake? "Yes, you," Jaehoon said, beautiful as ever as he gave Ro'un an amused look from under his radiant aura. Being the highly trained agent that he was, Jaehoon's eyes were still sharp with attention, the outwardly relaxed lines of his body hiding any attempt to read his next move. Ro'un had never mastered that skill quite as well, leaving his intentions as just another open book for Jaehoon to browse at his leisure. Ro'un could neither attack nor flee without being caught. Then again, he'd already been captured by Jaehoon in the only way that mattered, and Jaehoon was no doubt well aware of that, too. "The others," Ro'un said, stuck with no other course of action than to just ask more questions to figure out the depth of the mess he was in. "Do they know?" The curve of Jaehoon's mouth was deviously proud, just as it always was when he'd solved a case, and it never failed to send shivers down Ro'un's spine. As fiercely loyal as Jaehoon was to his allies, he was equally ruthless if you became his enemy, and Ro'un was about to become one. Yet he didn't care. He'd rather be Jaehoon's enemy than hide the truth from him any longer. Accepting his fate, Ro'un obediently stood still as Jaehoon approached, bowing his head and closing his eyes as he waited for the final strike. "Who do you think?" Jaehoon's low voice almost purred in Ro'un's ear, his warm breath brushing against the skin of Ro'un's neck instead of a cold blade. "Helped me destroy the evidence you were meant to plant, my dearest spy." For a terrifying second, Ro'un thought his heart would stop. But the heart in question had other ideas and kept pounding even harder in his chest, shocked by what Ro'un had heard. They knew. They all knew. Not only Jaehoon, but Daon, Duo, Taeyong, Huiyoung, and Chani. Even Youngbin and Insong, who were currently working undercover, had probably been informed. His legs struggled to keep him upright, and Ro'un stumbled as he hastily pushed away from Jaehoon, his back hitting one of the shelves with enough force to knock a few books out of place. As he opened his eyes, Ro'un saw them fall onto the dusty floor, their code-filled pages wide open to the world. It was all in his handwriting. "Why?" Ro'un asked yet again, slumping against the bookshelf behind him, staring down at the treacherous books because he didn't dare to look up. His earlier fears had been nothing compared to the guilt he had been carrying with him all this time, or the relief he shouldn't be allowed to feel, but which now flooded his mind. He'd betrayed them all, endangered them all, yet they'd chosen to save him, and he couldn't understand why. "I told you already, didn't I, my dear little spy?" Jane replied, oddly gentle when he had every right to be furious. The shiny toe of one of Jaehyun's perfectly fitting black shoes kicked lightly at the pile of fallen volumes. A book slid down, bringing into Roon's view a line on a page that had been marked by a code, giving the content a meaning only the intended recipient would be able to decipher. Or so Roon had believed. "I think my cover is no longer secure, waiting for further instructions," Jaehyun read out loud, as if cracking the code on the go was nothing but child's play to him. He nudged another book with his foot. "Am I to understand you want me to set my team up for treason? Please confirm before I proceed." Roon flinched, remembering the feelings that had been tearing him apart when he'd written that message. To ask such questions was disobedience, but to obey the order would have been unthinkable. At first, Roon had been sent in only to observe the team, to report any suspicious activity among its members. There was nothing unusual about that, and everyone in their team had been aware upon Roon's arrival that the new rookie was expected to keep a close eye on things. It was a way to keep tabs on the teams, to have an outsider's view on the inner workings in case there were any hidden issues. But gradually, Roon's mission had changed, and the messages delivered via the library books had begun demanding things beyond the original objective. Things like following the team members around on their free time, checking the call logs of their private phones, cloning their laptop hard drives for inspection, taking pictures of people they met with. "I should have told you sooner," Roon whispered, anguished and angry, but unable to even apologize for what he'd done. He had no right. "I should have trusted you sooner." How gullible had he been, doing his job so diligently, all the while trusting in what he'd been told instead of trusting his team like he should have. Because in doing all he'd been ordered to, Roon had learned that his team was made up of nothing but hard-working, smart, resourceful, and, above all, good people who took pride in both their work and in their shared friendship. They had taken Roon in like he'd always been one of them, and in return, Roon had almost destroyed them. "Yes, you should have," Jaehyun took a step closer, and with his downcast eyes, Roon saw Jaehyun remove his black gloves and toss them on the ground. "But I forgive you. We all do." Then Jaehyun grabbed Roon by the jaw and forced the younger agent to meet his eyes. They were determined, but also kind, looking at Roon with concern. "Do what you will with me, but I can't lie to them any longer," Jaehyun quoted, word for word as Roon had written in a book somewhere in the back corner of the library, supposedly untouched for years by anyone but him and his contact. It was Roon's final message to his superiors, his resignation letter. "I would rather die than do what they asked of me," Roon said, and he meant it. He'd become an agent to save people at the risk of his own life, and if he couldn't even keep his own team safe, he didn't deserve to be one.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa! Now, hold on a second!"
A crackling voice shouted from somewhere, sounding a lot like Tuo.
"No one's asking anyone to die, you included. You hear me, rookie?"
"All I needed was a few minutes more," Jaehyun said, and sighed before continuing to talk, seemingly to his chest, with a slightly exasperated tone. "I told you to maintain radio silence, and that I would contact you when I was ready, Agent Beck. Which part of that did you not understand?" Jaehyun was still holding onto Roon's jaw, effectively stopping him from speaking, but with the direction things had suddenly taken, Roon wouldn't have known what to say anyway.
"But boss, that was before all this talk about dying,"
Tuo replied, completely unfazed.
"I'm just worried for him. You know how overly serious he can get." "So did you kiss him yet?"
Huiyang interrupted from somewhere a bit further off, chuckling.
"We'll be at the pizza place a few blocks away. Bring him over when you're done."
Then he was off, mumbling something about the van getting too stinky with five guys stuck in the back with the equipment.
"I'm getting a chicken salad,"
Dalon chimed in.
Pan, Chani, what are you gonna go-
The sound was muted abruptly as Jaeyun let go of Roon, reached inside his shirt, and, with a ripping noise, pulled out the small sender-receiver unit taped to his chest. Roon had been too out of his senses to even spot something as obvious as that. He really didn't make a good spy at all. How long? Roon managed to ask, his mind still reeling with things, not the least of which was Jaeyun's continued closeness and the open shirt he'd torn the topmost buttons off in the process of removing the wiretap. How long what? Jaeyun asked in return, stuffing the electronics in the pocket of his pants. How long have I known they sent you to spy on us? Since you arrived, he noted, his mouth curving into that proud smile again, and this time the effect on Roon was even stronger. That smile could probably be classified as a weapon on its own. How long have we been planning this? Let me think, Jaeyun said, and tapped his lips with his finger as if in thought, but it was just for show. About 2 months after that. So right about the time Roon's instructions had taken a turn for the worse. It was also around that time that the team leader's actions had started to become abnormal, but now it was clear it had all been part of Jaeyun's carefully laid out plan to find out the people who were after him and his team. How long since I've wanted to kiss you? Jaeyun's keen eyes searched Roon's face for what he no longer knew, but Roon was certain it would be there plain for everyone to see. Ever since I laid my eyes on you. And before Roon had time to ask another question, he was, very tenderly and very expertly, kissed into silence by the man he'd come so much to admire, respect, and ultimately to love. But the tenderness was just a prelude to a slow crescendo of passion, with Jaeyun taking the lead and introducing Roon to a whole new aspect of his well-honed skills. Not just your smile. Your whole mouth should be classified as a weapon, Roon thought, just as Jaeyun snaked an arm around his waist, pressing Roon tighter against him in a blatantly seductive manner. Or your whole body. Both of which Roon was about to completely surrender to, unconditionally, unequivocally, and with nothing left to hide. Just so you know, Jaeyun told him, pulling back with the self-control of a professional agent, but still teasing Roon with one last brush of his lips. I never do this on the job, and I never do it with people I don't plan to get involved with on a long-term basis. Meaning? Roon asked, still in a daze, but now of a wonderfully different kind. Meaning, Jaeyun said, pulling Roon into a tight hug, placing a tender kiss on his cheek, and softly whispering the words in his ear. Now that you've caught my heart, I'm not going to let you go, my beloved spy. Understood, boss, Roon replied, dizzily happy as he reached his arms around the wide shoulders and held on, never wanting to let go either.
Boss, are you two done already?
Joe's voice mumbled from Jaeyun's pocket.
Can you save the rest of the smooching for later? The pizza's getting cold, and we've got a bunch of corrupt agents to catch.
Agent Beck, Jaeyun said and sighed, but his smile as he leaned back to look at Roon was more playful than angry. Later I will very thoroughly reiterate for you the meaning of the term radio silence, so that you will not forget it going forth. He then swiftly kissed Roon one more time, before turning back to the stolid and sharp team leader they all knew so well. The fact that the top of his shirt was definitely no longer meeting the agency specs made no difference. But you are correct, Jaeyun continued, and in the time that it took for Roon to find his bearings again, Jaeyun had already picked up his gloves and jacket and pulled them on. From his jacket pocket, he dug out the official earpiece and switched to using that. Out of a well-learned habit, Roon hurriedly did the same. Leave the food. We need to catch those bastards before they know we're onto them, Jaeyun commanded. And immediately an uncomplaining chorus of,
Yes, team leader,
echoed in Roon's ear. Hearing the familiar voices of his team gave Roon a warm sense of comfort and strength to move on. Let's go, agent, Jaeyun told him, smiling like a predator getting ready for a hunt. Time to get back to work. Yes, team leader, Ro'un replied, smiling as well and feeling like a true agent for the first time in a long while. He would still have to face the consequences of his actions, but Ro'un would accept any punishment he deserved as long as justice was served. Yet his team was there to back him up, and with Jaehyun by his side, Ro'un felt like things would somehow work out. But afterwards, Jaehyun said, walking past the dusty shelves and toward the dark wall hiding the door leading outside. He opened it, letting brilliant daylight in through the opening. It lit up the halo of his hair, brighter than before, but as Jaehyun turned to look back at Ro'un, his face was covered by contrasting shadows. We'll continue from where we left off, Ro'un. The name fell from the hidden lips like an enticing spell, and Ro'un didn't have to see Jaehyun's mouth to know the shape it would hold. Jaehyun walked out, and while running after him, Ro'un firmly decided that for the sake of getting any work done ever, he needed to learn how to ignore the effect Jaehyun's smile had on him. Through repeated exposure, naturally, and preferably as soon as possible. The end. Thank you for listening. Troubling, troubling, troubling. 내 마음은 다시 또 rumbling.